a seat. So normally at this time, we would have Pastor Angel or Pastor Steve come up to preach. But today things are going to be a little bit different. We're not going to have them doing the preaching, which you might be sad, but at home, Pastor Steve preaches to me all the time. Just kidding. He's my husband, if you didn't know. So this morning, we're just going to have some different elements of worship. We are going to have scripture being read, and we're going to have some highlights, though, from VBS, because we are excited about what God is going to do in this next week as he teaches kids, as he teaches families, as he teaches leaders, as we proclaim this. And right now, I'm going to ask Becky Putman to come up, and she is the director for VBS, and she has just been doing a fantastic job leading us. If you'll just give her a hand as she's coming up. She's going to talk to us about VBS and the theme, and then we're going to continue to work through that theme throughout the service and worship and dwell in that and just be taught by the Lord and be renewed by his word.
Thank you, Missy. Good morrow. Tomorrow evening, we're going to kick off our VBS for 2023. And as you may have guessed from looking around, the theme this year is a medieval theme, complete with castles and knights and princesses and dragons even. The title of it is Keepers of the Kingdom. It's an Answers in Genesis program, and its focus is on the armor of God and learning to stand strong in the Lord against the temptation of the enemy, Satan. Some of you may be looking around at all this, out here, in here, out there, and wondering, why do we still do VBS? And that's a fair question. And I'm not going to tell you that the thousands of children that have been served by Mayfair over the many years of VBS, that they come because they're excited to learn all about Jesus. That's not really why they come. They come to play carnival games and win prizes. They come because they know they'll be fed. And believe it or not, some of the children who come haven't had a meal that day. They come because they're welcomed, loved, and cared for while they're here. And some of them don't have a parent at home all day or an adult at all. They're just them and their siblings alone all day. And they have no adult to listen to them, comfort them, and or encourage them. And although we invite them primarily for the chance to really share the gospel and the Bible and Jesus with them, there's a little more to it than that. We invite them because the Jesus who gave us the mission to go and share the gospel to all the world also said in Matthew 25:35, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me." And then in verse 40, he said, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." We invite these children so we can truly be the hands and feet of Jesus. We are his representative. We get to be Jesus. Show these children who Jesus was and why they want him to be their friend. This is our opportunity not to just listen, but to truly hear, to understand and acquaint ourselves with families in this community, and to impact those families for God's good kingdom through the sharing of his word. Children are ripe for the harvest. We plant the seeds, and then we allow God to show us how we can water and nurture those seeds beyond the week of VBS. Now, just so you'll know a little bit about what we're going to do this week and what the children will be learning, on day one, they're going to learn that there are two kingdoms, a good kingdom that's ruled by God, and a bad king that's ruled by God's enemy, Satan. On day two, they're going to learn about the belt of truth and come to understand why there are two kingdoms. and how that Satan's tricks and his evil drew Adam and Eve into the bad kingdom so that now we are all born into that bad kingdom. But on that day, on Tuesday, they'll also learn that there's hope beyond that bad kingdom, that Jesus died and rose again so that each of us could have a personal and saving relationship with him. On day three, we'll learn about the breastplate of righteousness and the shoes of peace through the story of King Josiah. And a lot of people never heard this or know much about Josiah. It's a very small part in 2 Kings, but he did right in the sight of God, and that is what the children will learn about on that day. On day four, we will learn about the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation through the lesson of Solomon, who we all know started out great, was very wise, made good choices, but unfortunately, he fell away into sin. And on day five, they'll learn about the sword of the Spirit and prayer, and how Jesus was able to turn away the enemy's temptations by using God's word to do that, and how knowing God's word can help you to stand strong. This week promises to be a lot of fun for the children, but it is our hope that they will also go away each night with new and greater knowledge of the Savior and what he did for them. For those of us who are serving, there's going to be stress. There's going to be exhaustion, as some of you who have been here all week already know. But there's also going to be unbelievable blessings. Working with children, it's the greatest thing you can really do. And if you haven't already signed up, but now you feel encouraged to do so, it's still time. Stay for lunch and the training session today, and we'll find a place for you to get involved and to share in those blessings. And if you cannot be here this week, you can still be a part of VBS by praying for us each and every day through the week that God will open the hearts of children and their parents who will. Many will be in the parent cafe, and there will be opportunities to share the gospel with them, and that there will be energy and strength for all of the workers, and also that everyone will remain safe throughout the week. Okay, thank you.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, because it's just good. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise so that things will go well for you and that you can enjoy a long life on this earth. And fathers, don't exasperate your children. Rather, bring them up in the nurture and instruction of the Lord. And slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and respect and a genuineness of heart as if you were obeying Christ. Obey them not just to get their favor when their eyes upon you, but rather as actual slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve them wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord and not mere men, knowing that he will reward those who do good, whether they are slaves or free. And masters, treat your slaves the same way. Don't threaten them, knowing that he that is both their master and yours is in heaven, and he has no such favoritism. Finally, brothers, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Take on the whole armor of God so that you can stand your ground in the face of the devil's wiles. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. No, it's against rulers, powers, principalities of this dark world, and the forces of spiritual evil in the heavenly places. So take the whole armor of God, so that when the evil day comes, you can stand your ground. And having done everything, to stand. So stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. The breastplate of righteousness firmly in place. Your feet covered with the preparation that comes with this gospel of peace. And along with all these, take up the shield of faith so that you can quench the fiery darts of the devil. The helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Brothers, pray in the Spirit all the time, with all sorts of prayers, all sorts of supplications. With this in mind, be alert. Pray for all God's people all the time. Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Love in faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with that undying love.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am excited for VBS. Yes? All right, one of the most fun times that the kids get to have and be nice and loud is in here during our opening and closing assembly, where we get to sing as loud as we can. So excited. Sherry and I are going to teach you two of our VBS songs, so everybody can stand with us, and we're going to teach you the words and the motions, and I hope you sing nice and loud with us.
There's two kingdoms, but they're not the same. There's only one king who will never change. There's a kingdom of lies, fear and shame, and a kingdom of truth where Jesus
guitar
reigns.
Here we go.
Kingdom keepers make a sound. The King of Kings, he has a crown. We'll stand for truth, we stand this day. Jesus is the only way.
There's two kingdoms, what will you choose? The Spirit of God is calling you to make a stand for what is right. In the armor of God, turning darkness to light.
Kingdom keepers make a sound. The King of Kings, he has been crowned. We'll stand for truth, we'll stand this day, 'cause Jesus is the only way.
Stand strong in the battle for truth, Word of God. It won't be the armor of God, this generation won't be lost. Kingdom keepers make a sound. The King of Kings, he has been crowned. We'll stand for truth, we'll stand this day, 'cause Jesus is the only way. Kingdom keepers make a sound. The King of Kings, he has been crowned. We'll stand for truth, we'll stand this day, 'cause Jesus is the only way.
So that's going to be our theme song for the week of Kingdom Keepers. Yeah. It talks about standing for truth. And what I'm most excited about this year, kids, listen up. We have all of your memory verses put to song this year. So you can learn all your verses through our songs and in your classes as well. But it's a great way to learn the Word of God and to remember it after we leave VBS. So our next song is called Way, Truth, Life. We all know that verse. So let's sing that together.
Turns light to day. When doubt and fear surround, his word is solid. There's only one way to God, never changing. Only one way to truth everlasting. Only one way to life, never fading. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the light.
Let's sing now one more time.
He's the way, he's the truth, he's the light. If you're stuck and confused, Jesus, he brings good news. When hope just can't be seen, his truth will set you free. There's only one way to God, never changing. Only one way to truth everlasting. Only one way to life, never fading.
Ready?
He's the way. He's the truth, he's the light. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the light.
I want to hear you as loud as we can. He's the way.
He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life.
All right, come on, come on, come on.
He's the way. He's the truth.
One more.
He's the life. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life.
As loud as you can.
He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life.
All right, adults, you can be seated, but if you are a kid, we want to invite you down. Miss Susie's going to come up, and she has a great lesson for you this morning from God's Word. So if you're a kid, come on down. We're going to sit right here in the front row.
Oh, we have so many. Good morning. It's so good to see you. I've missed y'all. Now, I'm going to be teaching a lesson to the children, but for the first part, I would like everyone in the congregation to follow along, okay? We're going to say two verses in Ephesians. Ephesians is a funny name, isn't it? Have y'all ever heard anyone call y'all Michiganders? That's because you're from, that's right, Michigan. I should say you're living in Michigan. How about that? Okay. So in Ephesus, there were Christians that received a letter from Paul. And in Ephesus, if you lived there, they called you an Ephesian. So that's how we got the name Ephesians. Okay. Now, when I do this, I'm the one talking. But when I do this, we all talk, okay? Let's do a practice. Mayfair Bible Church.
Mayfair Bible Church.
Oh, y'all are good. That's fabulous. Okay, you got it. So are you ready? I'm going to first break it down into smaller parts because we have some children that haven't learned to read yet. So I want them to kind of process it and hear the different parts. And then we'll do the whole thing together. Okay, you ready? Remember, when I do this, who's talking? That's right. Okay. Be strong in the Lord. And in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. That you may be able to stand. Against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6:10 through 11. That was awesome. Now we're going to put it all together, and for those of you who don't read, that's okay. Just listen to what we say, and you can say the words, however many words you want. It'll be fine. Okay, you ready? Let's count to three. We're going to read the whole thing. You think you can do it? Okay. One, two, three. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. That was awesome. Thank you. Now, children, did you know there are two spiritual kingdoms? There's the good kingdom. Now, in the good kingdom, this one is holy and righteous and full of love, and it's a kingdom of light. Who do you think rules this kingdom? God. That's right, God, very good. Now, this kingdom is the bad kingdom, and it's evil and wicked, and it's a kingdom of darkness. It's not very nice, and it's full of lies. Who do you think rules this kingdom?
Satan.
Satan, the devil, that's right. He is evil and wicked. But you know what? Did you know that he's not a god? He was created by our God. He was a beautiful angel in heaven, used to be. But then you know what? He became full of himself. What does that mean? Just, you know, he thought he was better than anybody. And he wanted to be above God. Can you imagine? That would be like y'all going home and telling your parents or your guardians, you know what? I've been watching you around here, and I know I could do a better job. So from now on, I'm in charge. How do you think that would go over? Wouldn't be good. You're right. Well, that's similar to what happened to Satan. Satan thought he was better than God. So what happened? He was kicked out of heaven along with one-third of the angels. Mm-hmm. We call them fallen angels. So the reason I'm telling you this, there is a spiritual battle going on now. It's very real. You can't see it, you can't hear it, but it's there. It's a battle of good and evil. Now, I'm curious, how many of you want to be a citizen of a good kingdom? All right. How many want to be a citizen of the bad kingdom? Oh, good. I'm very glad to hear that. Okay, now, you did thumbs down. That's good. Okay, we're going to be learning about that in VBS. Now, what is VBS? What does the V stand for?
Vacation.
Vacation. What does the B stand for?
Bible.
And S?
School.
That, put it all together. It spells? Okay, so VBS, you're going to be learning more about the kingdom, both kingdoms, and how you can join the good kingdom. Because did you know you were born in the evil, wicked, bad, dark kingdom? Did you know that? Yes, you were. You know why? We're all sinners. We were born in sin. We don't automatically get born in the good kingdom. There's a real easy way, though, to join it. Would you like to learn that next week? How many of you are going to VBS next week? Oh, good, because you're going to learn all about the kingdoms, and you're going to learn how to put on the armor of God. Did y'all get dressed today? Are you sure? Okay, well, you're going to learn a little bit more about getting dressed when we talk about this next week. Now, I know that some of you, because I've talked to you in class, some of you, and you don't have to raise your hand who you are, some of you are afraid of the dark, and I know that some of you tell me you wake up every day at 2 or 3 in the morning scared, and you don't know why. Well, guess what you can do to help out that situation? You can put on the armor of God. Now, really, you should put it on every single day, but do you have to only put it on in the morning? Can you put it on any time you want? Yes, of course. And the devil's not fond of that. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, I don't really care about a spiritual battle. I'm not into that, so I'm good. Thank you. You can just leave me alone. But I'm going to tell you a little story that hopefully will make you think a little bit differently, okay? It's called The Hungry Fish. There was a fish once upon a time, and he was swimming in the ocean, and he was so hungry, and he was bored, because all he could do all day long was swim, swim, swim. He couldn't go to the park like y'all can. He couldn't walk in the woods. He just had to swim, 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 and he was hungry. So he was looking for food and looking for food, and all of a sudden, he saw something over here. Oh, today's my lucky day. I'm so excited. I'm going to eat good tonight. Woo! So he just took a beeline to that fishing line. But he didn't know it was a fishing line. He just saw the worm. And he got ready in. Oops. Too late. What happened? He got caught. Now I want to go ahead. That's right. He was somebody's dinner that night. You're right. Okay. Now, do you think it was the worm that killed him? What was it? It was the hook. That's right. The hook. Is that what you were going to say? The people. That's true. The people killed him with the hook. Okay. That's good. Those are all correct. Now, it wasn't the worm, it was the hook. So that was a trick, right? It was a trick to entice. Entice means come here, come here. Entice. Now, did you know that Satan does the same thing? Did you know the devil tries to entice you? Tries to get you to want something that you shouldn't have? He likes to, well, I'm going to give you examples. Is that what you're going to say? He can't eat bubble gum for 2 years, but he really wants bubble gum. Okay. 1 or 2 years. Okay. Well, I know you can get through it. I have faith in you. Now, the devil likes to dangle little pretty things in front of us to get us to go, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Or he likes to, did you know he whispers in your ear? And you might even think, where'd I come up with that idea? Huh? You might think it's your own idea. Or you have a bad, wicked friend that tries to get you to do bad things. Now, the devil may say, go ahead, take those pills. It'll be fine. Go ahead, have that drink. You'll be all right. Go to that party. I know your parents don't want you to go, but they'll never find out. Think of all the fun you'll have. Ooh. Do you or any of you kids ever have a situation where maybe the devil was whispering something to you? Okay. Was he telling you to eat bubble gum? No, but I couldn't eat it. Well, that's good. You resisted the devil. This is why it's so important to put on the armor of God every day, because it makes it so much easier to stop temptation. What does temptation mean? What does it mean if someone tempts you? Reva? Like, if they're tempting you, they're trying to what? Right, they're trying to get you to do something. And many times it's a trick. That's why if you put on the armor of God, which you're going to learn about all this week, how to do it, if you put on the armor of God, you're not so tempted. And it's a lot easier to go, no, 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 I'm not falling for that. Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, so, yes. Once he got tricked and ate bubblegum in the middle of the day. Well, but you learned from it, hopefully. Okay. Now, thank you for sharing. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game, a real quick little game. This is called Good Kingdom or Bad Kingdom. And you can draw a card. Raise your hand if you want to draw a card. And read it out loud, and you're going to tell us, is that from the good kingdom or the bad kingdom? Kingdom of light. Which one is that? The good kingdom. All right. Ding, ding, ding. Who wants? Here you go, Ella.
It tells lies.
Tells lies. Which?
The bad kingdom.
Is that true, Ella? That's right. It's a bad kingdom. Here, I'll take it from you. Thank you. Yeah, we don't want that one. Did you want to draw? Go ahead. Good. So which kingdom is that? The good kingdom. Okay. You want to draw one? Go ahead. Thank you. Always telling the truth. Which kingdom is that? The good kingdom. All right. Here you go. We'll have a lot more time when you come to VBS right now. The only God. Who is that? Which kingdom? The good kingdom. Yes, dear. Here you go. And then read it out loud.
Love.
Love. Which kingdom is that? The good kingdom. Okay. Yes, dear, here you go. Let me see it. Kingdom of darkness. Which one is that? The good one or the bad one? The bad one. That's right. That's right. You do not want to go to the bad kingdom. That's fine.
Ruler Satan.
So which one's the ruler of Satan? The devil. That's right, the bad kingdom. Evil, which one's that? The bad kingdom, that's right. The real God, which one is that? That's right, the good kingdom. Okay, I want to thank all of you children for listening so well and just doing a great job. And I can't wait to see all of y'all next week. And if you have friends, tell them about it. You have a question?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you want to just take one?
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, because we're running out of time. But you'll get a chance next week.
Tells lies.
That's right, the bad lion dog kingdom. We don't want that. Okay. So y'all can go ahead and I guess, do they go back to their, go ahead and go back to your families now. And thank you very much. And we'll see y'all next week or this week.
Thank you so much, Susie. That was beautiful. I'm so grateful for these fifth Sunday services that we have. Everything's a little bit different. Everything's a lot more back and forth, and we have a lot more participation. Now it's your turn. We're going to do something that we did last time. We're going to have a time of guided prayer. Okay, now, last time we had little groups. You don't have to do that. You're welcome to. But today I want to focus just on you praying to God. And one of the most effective ways to boost your prayer life is to take the scriptures, the words of God, and pray them back to God, particularly when you're going through some sort of battle, because we all do face battles throughout our everyday life, don't we? Today we're going to talk about three battles that we all face that are probably more common today than maybe they have been in the past. The battle of worry, the battle of temptation, and the battle of loneliness. And we're all going through these at different points in our life, but God gives us in His Word the keys to overcoming these things. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to bow your heads, close your eyes, to take some moments in contemplative prayer. And I'm going to go through each of these topics with you. And I'm just going to give you the key. First one is going to be worry. I want you to take a moment in prayer to God to confess. To say, I'm struggling with this. Maybe I don't struggle with it all the time, but there's certain issues, God, that this just has me. Take some time to repent of that. Repenting just means changing your mind. It means to make an effort to go the other direction. I don't want to worry about this anymore. Even though it may cause me fear, I'm not going to let it control me. Thank you. Then you could say something like, God, your word says that I can have power over my worry. Matthew 6:30 says, now if God clothes the grass of the field so beautifully, which today is and tomorrow thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Psalm 43:5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. God, your word says I should be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let my request be made known to you. And your peace, God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. God, make it so. I wonder if you're struggling with temptation. I know you're struggling with temptation, because you're a sinner just like me. I don't know what your temptation is, but we are all given this mission. Do not be overcome. Be an overcomer. Overcome your temptation. So confess that thing in your life where temptation has won. Confess that struggle that you're going through right now where you're not sure you can win that battle. Make a commitment to turn the other way. That you're going to fight temptation. You're going to fight this battle. You're not going to do everything that your sinful nature wants you to do. Because God, in your word, you say, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, your son, Jesus Christ. God, your word says in Romans 13:14 that I can put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. God, your word says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken me except such as common to man, but you are faithful. You will not allow me to be tempted beyond what I am able, but with every temptation will also make the way of escape that I may be able to bear it. Jesus, I know you can meet me in my temptation, because Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18 says, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, God, you are able to aid me when I am tempted. So God, as James 4:7 says, I will submit to you, resist the devil. As your word says, make him flee from me. In our world today, we are more connected than we've ever been, through digital channels, through social media, but the reality is we've never seen loneliness as high as it is. So if you're feeling that right now, maybe you're watching this service at home, and you're especially feeling that sense of loneliness, take a moment to express that to God. And cry out to him for help. God, your word says in Psalm 34 that the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, save such as have a contrite spirit. Be near to us. Save us. Lord, your word says in Isaiah 43 When I pass through the waters, you will be with me. Through the rivers, they will not overflow me. When I walk through the fire, I shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch me. Your word says in Matthew 28 that you are with me always, even to the end of the age. And in Hebrews 13, you yourself have said, you will never forsake me. Lord, let it be so. Amen. We want to share this resource with you. It's something that we stumbled upon. They are by Dr. David Jeremiah. You've probably heard of him, and you can go to his website. And my understanding is you can get 3 packs of these for free for every household. So, and there's, I forget how many, there's like 20 of these different topics where you can pray scripture over the things that are happening in your life. Now we're going to transition to something very exciting, something that's really exciting for me. I've been waiting for a long time for this. Our youth group, Elevate, has been working very hard to form our very own praise team. So we have a youth praise team. Yeah. And a lot of them are on vacation, or a lot of them are at camp or something like that. So there's several of them that will be participating with our adult praise team. But what you're going to see here is a big chunk of the student praise team of Elevate Youth Group. So I'm very excited to introduce them to you. Let's go ahead, and as they kind of get everything plugged in, let's just close together with a minute of prayer. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in this church. And God, I know that air conditioning is very close to getting fixed, but even as we kind of suffer a little bit in here, feel that heat, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord. So we thank you, God, and we thank you that no matter what we're going through, no matter what trial, God, you offer us triumph. And your word, Lord, your word will get us through whatever sin, whatever temptation comes our way. Now, God, please receive this act of worship from us, your children, in Jesus' name.